This is The World. I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman. He's on assignment in India, and we'll hear from him later in the program. We start today's show in Europe at one of the major flashpoints of the migrant crisis, Hungary. Thousands of migrants are trying to cross into the country using its southern border and then proceed on to Western Europe. Hungarian security forces are trying to regulate the entry of so many people, but it's not easy. And many of the migrants who do make it into Hungary are being sent to detention centers. Today, Germany, the final destination for many migrants, decided to restore its own border controls. That means it will be harder for migrants to move from Hungary to Germany, and their home for the indefinite future will be those Hungarian detention camps. Reporter Rebecca Collard traveled by bus with a group of migrants in southern Hungary.
The people getting on the bus near the Hungarian border town of Roski are optimistic. They've walked from Kanija, a Serbian town on the other side of the border. They follow the railway tracks into the European Union. The tracks create a break in the fence. The Hungarian police told them this bus would take them to the Austrian border. Nobody on this bus wants to stay here in Hungary. Everyone wants to keep on moving. But soon, we arrive at a detention center in Roske. Buses are going in full and coming out empty. It's not a good sign for these people who think they are going directly to Austria. Was that bus empty or what? Asks this woman as a bus drives out through the gates. We wait. Two by two, people are allowed to get off the bus to use the outhouse, accompanied by police officers. It turns out this detention center is full. So after an hour, the bus starts to move. Again, the people believe they are going to the border. But again, their hopes are dashed. The officers guarding the bus say we are going to another facility near the Hungarian city of Kiskunhalas, about 60 miles away. People get frantic. Children are crying. Nobody here wants to be registered and fingerprinted in Hungary. According to the EU's Dublin regulations on asylum seekers, they could be sent back to Hungary, even if they reach Germany, where most on the bus want to go. The police say they will be sent to the Austrian border in the morning. Hungary has made it clear it doesn't want these people staying here. A woman named Leila has traveled with her husband and two small children all the way from Damascus. She says she doesn't understand why Hungary is holding them.
Stay here 2 days. I have two children. I am pregnant. I have two children. Baby, one year, 2 years.
She asked the police what the problem is.
The problem
that we are run away from the government. Very bad.
Lots of people. Problem is
lot of immigration.
We have you.
The police say they will help them, but after almost 10 hours crammed on the bus, people are angry and confused. Frustrations boil over. People want to know where they are going, and when they will go to Germany.
Next day morning, and you will go.
But the next morning, they are still in the camp. I've left the camp, but a man calls me from inside on his mobile phone. He says the conditions are insufferable.
There is a hole in the tent, and it's leaking, it's leaking water. So we sleep and water on our head. And it's cold in the night, it's really cold.
He says they staged a hunger strike, asking for milk for the children. They are still in the camp, despite being promised they would head immediately to the Austrian border.
This is what they promised.
The man sends pictures from inside the detention center, beds soaked with water, children sleeping in the cold. Hungary is overwhelmed with refugees. Thousands arrive every day, and almost all are just desperate to move on. For The World, I'm Rebecca Collard, Kiskunhalas, Hungary.